will lead with some steady improvement for the job market. It's the Marketplace Midday Update. I'm David Brancaccio. The payroll company ADP looks through its data each month and adds everything up. Here to discuss today's result for January is David Kelly, Chief Market Strategist at JP Morgan Funds. Hello, Dr. Kelly.
Good morning.
Well, we're going to be reporting the official government jobs figure on Friday, but there was a hint today from the private sector. Some say what the ADP payroll survey showed was a little weak. You don't think so?
No, not at all. We added 213,000 jobs in the private sector, according to ADP. We've seen in the official government numbers, we've seen 11 straight months of over 200,000 jobs. That works out to about 1.7% growth at an annual rate. So that's very fast job growth for this economy. I don't see anything weak in this report. I think the American labor market is continuing to heal very quickly here.
But it's interesting to watch the great shift, capital G, capital S, which is, of course, the collapse of oil prices over the last 8 months or so. Our theme had been over the last 10 days, oil companies and oil services companies feeling depressed because of this. But then now, look at these car companies, Ford, GM, Toyota, selling all these cars with the low gas prices.
Yeah, and for the American economy, low oil is still a positive. I mean, we still import a fair amount of oil, and you can see this. It's helping consumer sentiment. It's helping vehicle sales, you know, over 16.5 million vehicles again at an annual rate. And it's also helping consumer spending. And ultimately, that's more important for the American economy than the fortunes of oil companies.
David Kelly at JP Morgan Funds, thank you.
Anytime.
The Senate Armed Services Committee today begins confirmation hearings for Secretary of Defense nominee Ashton Carter. On the same week, President Obama's budget proposal came out. The president is pushing for a major increase in defense spending for accounting year 2016. Tim Fitzsimmons reports.
These days, defense spending covers more than just the Pentagon. So saying the budget proposes more defense spending isn't the whole story.
You could be forgiven for thinking that, hey, things are looking up for the defense budget.
That's Todd Harrison, senior fellow at the Center for Strategic and Budgetary Assessment.
The problem is the budget caps are already enacted into law, and to change them ties this issue, defense spending, directly to several other hot-button issues that Congress is facing.
Those caps he mentioned are what we now know as budget sequestration. So this budget hike is kind of a game of chicken with the two wings of the GOP, those who cheer greater defense spending and those who want to cut costs no matter what. But defense spending has a way of growing. Michael O'Hanlon, a defense analyst with the Brookings Institution, says the Army plans to shrink its force by 40,000. But in the meantime,
the Army has convinced the Pentagon to fund the salaries of those 40,000 out of the war budget, whether those 40,000 happen to be in Afghanistan or anywhere else in the war on terror or not.
All this means defense spending isn't subject to the same amount of downward pressure that discretionary spending is. In Washington, I'm Tim Fitzsimmons for Marketplace.
While I don't necessarily have a beef with the following class of investments, I'm not sure about the name, the REIT, R-E-I-T, Real Estate Investment Trust. It's a big week to find out the quarterly results of companies that invest in these things. The REITs were tough to beat in 2014, but perhaps not so sweet this year. I'm joined by Patty Hirsch, our resident explainer at Marketplace. Hello, Patty.
Hello, David.
What is so special about one of these REITs?
Well, REITs are great for investors because they pay these great dividends. By law, they have to pay out at least 90% of their taxable earnings to shareholders as dividends. So it means that as a shareholder, not only do you see any appreciation in the stock, but you also get a nice chunk of money every quarter as these dividends are paid out. So you actually get income from them, which is great for an investor.
If all goes well. Now, last year, I mean, Patty, you and I followed this week to week. The property market did okay, not really in a stellar fashion, yet these real estate investment trusts did very well. You're the explainer. How come?
Well, it's really because you had this recovering economy and low interest rates, right? So that helped boost these real estate values. And also, because the economy was doing well and companies were doing well, even though individuals may not have been able to borrow, companies were able to lease out all sorts of property. So rents went up for that. People weren't able to buy homes themselves, so they started to rent instead. So these REITs, which were invested in this income property, made lots and lots of money. So even though individuals didn't feel that wealthy, companies felt great, and that really translated into the REIT's profits too.
Yeah, indeed. The profits we've seen from the last quarter of last year have been quite strong in this area. But why might investors be increasingly leery of REITs?
people are looking at the interest rate situation, right? They're looking at the Fed and they're wondering whether interest rates are going to start to rise this year. And if they do, of course, it means that yields, right, on bonds are going to go up, and that's going to compete with those dividends that come out of those REITs. So people who are invested in these REITs might say, huh, the dividend that I'm getting on these might not be as good as the interest rates I might get from a bond, so therefore I'll sell my REITs and I'll buy bonds instead, and that puts pressure on those REITs stock, and that's not good for those REITs holders.
Ah, some competition for the affections of investors. Marketplace's Explainer-in-Chief, Patty Hirsch, thank you.
That's a pleasure, David. Thank you.
And there's news today that J.M. Smucker of Raspberry Preserves fame wants to buy the owner of Meow Mix. The purchase of Big Heart Pet Brands will be for $5.8 billion minus debt equals $3.2 billion. Big Heart is owned by a list of private equity firms. All this because we spent $59 billion on pets last year. Okay, how about a quick game of Writer's Room? Now here's my line. With a name like Kibbles, it's got to be good jam. You can trump that. I know you can. Tweet us your line at Marketplace. I'm David Brancaccio with the Marketplace Midday Update from APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.